Let's return now to our breaking news from Vienna and the Iran nuclear talks. Let's cross over to Ali Hashim, who's following events for us. Ali, you've actually spoken to the Iranian chief nuclear negotiator. What has he been saying?
Yes, Sahel, we had an interview, an exclusive interview with Iran's top negotiator, Deputy Foreign Minister Ali Bakhri Kani. He told Al Jazeera that Iran is preparing a third proposal that it's going to submit to the world powers after they accept its first two proposals. The first two were on the sanctions, lifting the sanctions. The second on Iran rolling back its nuclear measures. And the third would be on the verifications and the guarantees that Iran is requesting. Also, he spoke about accusations that Iran is preparing to enrich uranium up to 90% clarity. He said that this was denied by the IAEA chief and that Iran wouldn't take any measures that's outside its commitments to the IAEA, which is the International or the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog. Ali Bakhri Kani also told me that there are foreign disruptors, that they are trying to disrupt the negotiations and make it fail, and that they are trying to confront these disruptors. When asked on Israel's threats to strike Iran, at least what's being said right now in media, he said that this is going to be a tough thing and Israel wouldn't dream to do that and it will cease from existing. Anyway, there were a lot of things that Ali Bakhri Kani said in this exclusive interview to Al Jazeera. It's going to we are going to start showing this in the coming bulletins. But anyway, right now, everyone here in Vienna is waiting to see whether the seventh round of talks is going to cease for some time and resume maybe in the next week.
Ali Hashim in Vienna. Thank you.